Okay, so there's a lot of female-fronted rock bands out there currently touring. What do you think makes you different from them?
I think our work ethic, we've been working really hard over the last few years, and we've put in the time, we've put in, the dedication, and like, we're a road band. We've been on the road since basically we started, and I feel like a lot of bands, especially female fronted, well, people get the wrong idea that like if you're in a female fronted band, you just like automatically like have people, come to your shows because you have a girl fronting your band, but it's not like that at all. And especially for us, like we put in the hard work, and I think that sets us apart. And I think people see that when they see our band and see our show. And also we run like a full white show. We try to bring like the show aspect to our shows instead of, just like getting up there and playing our songs that are on the CD. We do a full white show, and we try to make it more of like, a real like performance. So I think that sets us apart also.
Okay, how did you guys get started? I know you're based out of Long Island, which is awesome, but
Are you from New York?
yes,
You
I'm
have an
from
accent like you are.
yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, I was gonna say, I could tell that accent
Yeah,
anywhere.
born and raised. So, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
So, how did you guys get started?
We my guitarist Tim and our former drummer James were just like jamming together. Didn't have a name, just writing some songs a few years back, and they started like just putting ads up. That was before like Craigslist and everything was like really, where you could find like members that way. Like they were just putting stuff up in like guitar centers and like stuff like that, trying to find a singer. They had an idea that they wanted a female singer, but they weren't, they were kind of looking at other options as well. So they went to look to move into an like a basement apartment in the house that's across the street from my house. Because my neighbor was renting out his basement, and they were like checking it out to live there. And my neighbor said that I sang, that I lived across the street, and I was a singer. And they're like, "Oh, well, we're kind of looking for a female singer for our band." And they gave me Tim's number, and we met up. And I was like, "I don't know if this is for me." And then like a month later, he called me again, and I went down again. And that's the history of it. It was love at second sight, I guess.
why didn't you think it was for you right away, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, okay, so yeah, so I so the first time I met them, I was gonna go audition, but it wasn't like a, it was kind of like a sit down, like a talk, like not like a I wasn't like auditioning, like singing for them. So we went to a restaurant and just sat down, told them a little bit about myself, whatever. And then we went back to his house that he lived in at the time, and another one of the band members was there, and they had this huge dog. And I walked in, and the dog was attacked me, but like friendly. But I'm only 5 feet tall, so the dog, like on its hind legs, was like taller than me, and scratched my eye. And like I was literally like, felt like my eye was bleeding. Like I didn't even know what was going on, and I was freaking out. But I wanted to like play it cool, So I was like trying to like not like cry. So like I'm trying to play it cool the whole time. And he drops me back off in my house, and I went inside. And I said to my mom, "Well, I'm never going back, like ever. This is just like it was just like one of those things. I felt like I started off on the wrong foot, and I'm like, I'm never ever going back there again." And then like a month later, Tim went away somewhere for a while, and he came back and he called me, and I'm like, "All right, I'll give this a second try." And then it's all history from there. I don't think I've ever told that story before. This is the first time.
Well, then I'm very happy that you told it now. So,
Yeah.
when did you start singing?